record when the drum beats go like this.
Opportunity to thank the good folks who put up the money to make the Mustangs go. Paul Verst and Jim Stadtmiller at Verst Logistics. The good folks at Port Wright Chick-fil-A. Rick Williams at M&W Excavation, and we still remember Mitch Ord. Dennis Elix and Marvin Bryant at Alexandria Funeral Homes and Dobling Mullenkamp Herschel. Matt Gepper at BMC Auto Rental. ASAP, where the Mustangs train. Jim Ubel, Central Bank. The good folks at Beal Brothers Jewelers. A-Town Equipment Rental, that's Jason Kramer. Jackpot Dumpster Rental, that's Justin Kramer. Jen C. Pate at Neltner Realty. The Griffiths at Ken's Auto Care. Sugar Mill Sweets. Rick Shermer at True Stone Distributors. Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing. Alexandria Tire and Auto Service. The Olberding family at Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be. Kramer Tree Service, that's Wayne Kramer. Jones Eye and the good folks at Skyline Chili. Revive Dental. And Tom Munninghoff and the good folks at Munninghoff Lang and Company. Support these fine folks who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Live and direct from Eagle Gymnasium here on the campus of Scott High School in Taylor Mill, Kentucky. Tonight, the Bishop Brossard Mustangs and the Campbell County Camels will square off and play for the championship of the 37th District. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast. Dave Schauble, Rob Neltner in the booth tonight. It's day four. We're still in town. We're still around. And we're still competing for a regional title. Well, Lady Stangs take care of business last night. Jump out to a huge lead, as is their wont. Got caught at 28s and then again at 30s. And then battled down the stretch. Everybody hitting three-pointers. When the smoke cleared, we were tied up at 54s. Brossard scores 10 points in OT, and the Camels respond with 9. We win 64-63, and we'll advance to the 10th region tournament held at the Campbell County Middle School beginning on Monday and Tuesday. Now they've changed the draw to tomorrow morning in Cynthiana at Bianchi's Restaurant, and we will know the outcome of that draw tomorrow by noon. The boys, I would think the draw still will be Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. because the Harrison County, Nicholas County finals will not be played until Friday night. But the rest of the field is set. Augusta's playing Mason County tonight. GRC takes on Montgomery County in the 40th, and Brossard and Campbell County doing business here. Rob, 18s have gone by the wayside, but the Brossard Mustangs defeat the Scott Eagles and have earned the right to be here tonight to play in the championship game.
That was a low-scoring affair the other night, wasn't it? 48 to 36.
It ended up being about 10 or 12. 48-36.
Right.
No, 37.
Right.
Because I got the balls that I put on the locker room wall, I got the score wrong. I forgot my phone. It was still on the charger. And then I took out, and I'm writing the ball on the wall, and I had no resource other than my memory, and I screwed it up. So I'll change it. We'll get it right. I'm sure nobody notices that but me. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, we got our work cut out for us tonight. We are playing a good, good Campbell County team who have won 11 consecutive 37th district championships. And in a district with Scott and Brossard, that's pretty much a good accomplishment, because prior to that 11, it was kind of all mixed up between the three of us. And then Eric Russell arrives on the scene. They reel off 10 of them. And then Coach Souter takes over last year. Business as usual. They take down their 11th, and tonight are playing for their 12th. And I'm sure they are strong favorites to win it, but you never know. You know, in tournament time, Villa defeated Ludlow the other night. Villa had lost to Ludlow by 20 and 30 points in the regular season. I'll go back and talk about our freshman boys. Lost 61-27 to Holy Cross. Come back and knock them off in the freshman regional. I understand apples and oranges, but that's why they call it March Madness.
Yep, you never know what team's going to show up.
You do not. Well, we met back on January the 4th at the Campbell County Middle School in the Crosstown, and the final score was 70-54. However, we were tied at the half, and Brossard actually scored the first basket of the second half and had a two-point lead. Unfortunately, I had trouble going the distance. Campbell County got hot and win by 16. Last year they were 27-7 and defeated us 78-47. And as we said, they're 21-9 coming in to this season. They're led by the Wunderkind, the freshman Austin Davey, who has already scored 550 points this season. He averages 18 points a game. Garen Jackson, who coming into this season we thought was going to be the force, well, he still is. He gets 16 a game. And the kid that got 20 against us back in the Crosstown, Xavier Francher, 10 points a game. The Camels average 68 points a game. And, you know, conceivably have played a superior schedule to that played by our Mustangs. Garen Jackson, 68% in the field. That is incredible. You know, if you get a kid shooting 55% from the field, 60 is exceptional. And Garen Jackson is 68%. Austin Davey, 52%. And as a team, 49%. Francher has hit 58 from beyond the arc. But Parker Mulberry has hit 68 of them. Andrew Steffen, 34. Beckett Kunz, 33. So we'll, if they want to hook up and play horse tonight and have a three-point shooting contest, we'll take our chances there. Garen Jackson, 82% from the free throw line. The Campbells are 67%. Dom Haddon, 73%. Brossard is 68%. Rebounding, Austin Davey, 7. Garen Jackson, 6. And for us, pretty much Dom Haddon and Carson and Parker. Now, notice tonight when the Mustangs warming up, Alex Combs is not in uniform. So the Brossard big man is out. Sent you down to check, and apparently he dinged his knee in the Scott game. I'm pretty sure he was in and okay yesterday at the shooter round, but not in uniform tonight. So there goes another spot on our depth chart. So, you know, if that figures in and we've got to go down the bench, that strongly favors the Campbell County Camels.
All right. Yeah, he said he had a knee injury. When I talked to him right before the game, Alex said that he was taking tonight off, but he'd be ready to play the next game.
All right. Okay. All right. And this is a get-out-of-jail-free-card game. So, in other words, both teams, win or lose, go to the regional tournament. You always want to be the winner because you would like to play a district runner-up. But the bottom line is your season does not end here tonight, and you continue on. And the regional tournament this year is late. It was like the Mustangs saw our shadow like Groundhog's Day, and therefore we get three more weeks of basketball the other night, as the regional tournament does not start till March the 10th and 11th. And that'll be played at Montgomery County High School at Mount Sterling. So it is what it is, and we're just happy to be here. Brossard comes in 15 wins, 14 losses. We are led by Parker Mulberry at 12 points a game. Dom Haddon at 10. Alex is at 8.6. As a team, 64 points a game. Dom Haddon, 50% from the field. Parker Mulberry, who has now 752 career points, just passed Jimmy Ubel, and with five additional points will pass Ralph Kroger. And I'll check real quickly and see who the other one is. Oh, Craig Birch. And Craig Birch, as you well know, was one heck of an athlete. Ralph Kroger, a big, strong inside player. But, you know, that's all stuff that's fluff. And right now we are about ready for the playing of the national anthem by the Campbell County Pep Band, the introduction of starters, and getting this game on. Well, looking at the officiating crew walking across, I anticipate another rough, physical, rumble-tumble ball game. And this tournament has been marked with physical, beat each other up play. And last night, you know, it was almost to the point where it was totally out of hand. However, we survived. At this time, the PA announcer here at Scott invites a sizable crowd here on hand to rise, face the flag, and the Campbell County Band of Pride will play our national anthem. Campbell County has earned the number one seed. They will be the home team on the scoreboard in the regular season. They defeated both the Brossard Mustangs and the Scott Eagles. And Brossard will be introduced first. We are wearing our solid green Nike travel uniforms trimmed in white. I seem to think we play better in them. But I'm sure that means absolutely nothing. Tom Burst in the house tonight with his trusty camera. And the Mustangs about ready to be introduced. burst out of the gauntlet tonight, and they mix them up. It'll be number 12. That's a 5'11 sophomore, Brady Brusky. He had 10 the other night in the Scott game. Number 3, the junior point guard, Beckett Kuntz, is next out. Here comes Hurricane Hesse, gets the start tonight in Alex's absence. And Hesse been giving us great minutes. The captain, Dom Hedden, is next out. Blocked a few shots. Had a great game against Scott. And last but not least, our leading scorer, 68 three-point goals on the season, number 10, Parker Mulberry. And now for the Campbell County Camels, wearing their home white, trimmed in purple and gold. And number 5 is the freshman, Austin Davies. Tuck your shirt in. Wearing number 22, Lucas Anthrope, a junior. Wearing a number 13, Xavier Francher. Wearing number 4, here comes Zach Franson, a senior. And rounding out the Campbell 5, wearing a number 15, Garen Jackson. He is a senior. Well, Thursday night, Mustangs and Camels, why not? Here in Taylor Mill, big, big crowd on hand here tonight. Both sides of the floor, upper deck, and the band, as you can hear, is in the house. Davey, an inch or two taller than Carson Hesse, will stand in and jump the tip. 32 minutes of varsity basketball in front of us.
Coach, watching in warm-up, I did notice the fact that both apparatus, both the rims and backboards, are quite loose in this place.
Very loose. A little story behind them. Right now, the tip goes to the Camels into the backcourt. It'll be taken by Garen Jackson. Mustangs are going to play him just like we always play. Man-to-man, down heels on that three-point line. They get it inside to Lucas Anthrope. The ball swirls and then flushes. So the Camels will play from ahead. Token pressure. Shadows. Dom heading up the floor. We get it out. Parker Mulberry covered up by Franzen. And now Brady Brusky draws the crowd as he penetrates the paint. Brusky going to fire from the corner. No good. We're going to get a rebound and kick it back up top and reset.
Good hustle by Carson Hesse to get the rebound.
Hustle's his middle name. Well, Dom thought about pulling the trigger from three. Penetrates into the paint. Campbell, a little broader shoulder than us, a little thicker than us, still play really good defense. So Parker forced up top. We throw it cross court to Brusky, which was an adventure, and now Hesse is tied up with it. We're trying to play a little open post, but unable clearing cutters. Here's a running right-hander, and we're tied. Brady Brusky into the paint, serves up a head waiter shot and puts it in the book.
Cross is very patient with the ball. That offensive set held the ball for almost a minute and a half.
Right, 2 minutes gone in the ball game. 6:17 to play early on. Dave Schaumel, Rob Meltner with the play-by-play and color here tonight. Ball up top. That is Anthrope with it. Three-point shot. And what we cannot have happen is have them get hot from beyond the arc, and Garen Jackson knocks down the three. So a 5-2 edge for the Camels. And Mustangs back with it. Beckett Kuntz backpedals out, sensing the pressure from Jackson. And the deflection, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll result in a roster turnover and a Campbell County basketball. 5:41 just underway. Dave Orth, good friend. Son Mitch would have turned 40 yesterday. We put that on the website, made note of it here on the broadcast. Mitch still remembered big time in the program, the Mr. Hustle Award named after him. Well, the Camels content to be patient themselves, working out of a 1-3-1 as the Mustangs go zone. Shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Pulled down by Zach Franzen. Second effort. This is going to be up.
The Campbell County, Lucas Anthrop, 4 points on the game.
4 points. That's who I thought it was. All right. Now we need a bucket. Shot up. No good. Down with it. Hesse. Hesse gets it blocked, going away and going the length of the floor. Xavier Francher. I've listened for perhaps an early game timeout from Ben Franzen, who says play on. So down 9-2 here. He only had one good look and scored it. Now we try to take it inside. Beckett tries a reverse layup. Campbell throws long, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds by Brady Bresky. Into the lineup for the Mustangs comes Jackson Steffen.
Campbell County was able to get two or three offensive boards on their last set.
Well, you know, it was one of the things we were able to do was control the glass against the smaller Scott Eagle team. Tonight, Campbell County's got that height and strength advantage. And they're going to go down inside to Franzen, draws the double team, back up and across to Davey. Lob, Davey gets it on the block, one-on-one. Ooh, we almost knock it away from him. Parker Mulberry down there, bodying him up. Shot put up inside, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Brady Bruski coming away with it. Three-point shot coming up. Hesse off the back glass, thought about it, won't go. And the long rebound comes out to Brady. Parker Mulberry gets a high ball screen from Hesse. And now we'll set up an offense. Dom heading down low. Slipped by Hesse. We don't get it to him. And Jackson Steffen will try to create. Bounce pass. Oh, and it's knocked away. And this is going to be a layup coming the other way by Garen Jackson. And this will trigger a Bishop Rosser timeout. Find ourselves down 11-2, 3:13 to play here in the first period. Well, we talked about live ball turnovers in previous broadcasts, and live ball turnovers haunting us early on here at Scott High School.
Yeah, the total domination right now, 11-2, a little more than 4 minutes into the game. Coach, you were going to tell me a story about these rims and why they're so loose.
Well, when they redid the place, they redid everything, including the backboards and rims. But Frommeyer played Highlands and went over and liked the looseness and the deadness of Highlands rims, so he ordered them and brought them in and had them installed here. So Steve Frommeyer, by request or by design, have put in these. These are entirely 180 degrees from the rims of Brossard. Brossard ball hits the front iron and sometimes goes over the top of the backboard. Here it sits and dies. All right, we're back to live action out of the Ben Franzen timeout. And immediately, Carson Hesse gets his pocket pick. Campbell down inside. And a power layup by Zach Franzen, and the bleeding continues for the Mustang.
13-2 with 2.5 minutes left. Dom drives baseline. Looking for somebody.
Brady Bruski going to launch from three. Front iron pulled down Franzen, throws long, and good hustle by Bruski to get back and intercept the pass. Now we need a bucket. Jackson, Steffen just fumbles the ball. It comes out. Campbell brings it. Jackson going to foul the shooter, and we're going to go to the line and shoot two. So Jackson, just a little nervous and or whatever, just completely mishandled the ball. And quickly off the bench set to check in is Drew Steffen. Meanwhile, Garen Jackson piles on. And the 12-0 run continues for the Camels.
Second shot on the way.
Not at all what we had hoped for here early on in this ball game. Yeah, we played them. We were dead even, tied up at halftime back at the Crosstown January the 4th. Ball out on the wing. Here comes Parker. He's going to attack a rim run, and that's that. The route ends. Parker Wall. Ferry attacks the rim and scores. 15 now to 4. Defense. Jackson up top. Shot put up. Austin Davey. And nothing but net from the elbow.
His first 2 points.
And the Camels are hot. Mustangs are not. Oh, boy. We get triple team. Try to throw out of it. And, boy, I don't know that we touched him. He went for a slam dunk. Austin Davey misses it badly. A whistle comes in, and they're going to call Carson Hesse on a foul, and that will not be popular at all with the Brossard fans.
Yeah, Austin was was measuring the dunk up. Carson Hesse, as fast as he was closing in and slid underneath him. I think it just got his eye more than anything, and Austin Davey pretty much just went up, hit the rim, and fell of his own power.
Came down hard as the Camel Nation held their breath. Seems to be back okay. Up shooting free throws, and he misses the first. Into the lineup comes Jaden Oggs back. Jaden, about 5'7", out there, but did some damage for the Mustangs back in the crosstown.
Sure, I'm glad that Austin Davey is fine after that, but it was of his own accord that put him on the ground.
It was. Yeah, he had an easy layup, decided to showboat it, and missed it. All right, and he misses both free throws. So a very uncharacteristic couple of misses.
Missed by Brady on the layup.
Brady attacks the rim, can't get it to go, one done. And back in charge is Garen. Here he comes. Dishes it off. Second effort, third effort. This is good
by Davey.
Okay, I was Anthrope that was trying. Davey gets it done. Meanwhile, Hesse scores coming the other way, and I completely failed to see it. 19-6, 30 seconds remains in a period where it's been all Campbell County, a big, a long run of 12-0 put us behind the eight ball, so to speak. Campbell running the clock down now, trying to get the last shot. Possession arrow says Mustangs to start the second period. Step back, three, long, no good. 2 seconds, shot in the air, and that'll be it for the end of the first quarter. So after 8 minutes, the 37th District Championship basketball here at Scott High School in Taylor Mill. Campbell County doing their thing, up 19-6 over your Brossard Mustangs. Well, not what we had hoped for, not what we had envisioned, and handling the ball, maintaining possession, getting into an offense, our biggest challenge right now.
Yeah, Brossard, too many live ball turnovers, we don't need any assistance from the refs making calls like they did with on that Davies missed dunk. That just hurts, and Ben Franzen not happy about that.
Well, he shouldn't have been happy. You're rewarding a guy who committed to the slam dunk and completely missed it. And it wasn't like we hit him at his waist. You know, basically, he was 99% totally in control. 8, 10, 13, 15.
I think I'm missing a basket there somewhere.
I got two of them for Anthrope. Three of two and a pair of free throws for Garen. Two for Francher, two for Zach Franzen, and a pair of twos for Austin Davey.
That equals 19. We're good.
All right, here we go. Second period. And Rosser back. Nope. Beckett Kunstra remains out. Drew Steffen remains in. Love to see Drew get hot. Parker's going to fire from the top of the key and first blood, second period. Three for Parker Mulberry, his 69th of the season. And it's now 19-9. No big hurry to get it all back at once. Three-point shot from the corner, no good. Ball battled for, and it's going to stay with the Camels.
It's another bad call there.
Here comes Beckett into the lineup, and he's going to give Brady Brusky, the sophomore, a breather.
Well, the only consistency in so far with that Mr. Referee is the fact that he's made two really bad calls so far.
Yep. Well, he wasn't our favorite yesterday either. He made a well. That was then, this is now. Meanwhile, on the inbound play, Garen Jackson splits defenders and scores for the Camels. 21-9. We get it close in. We get a good look, and we leave it short. Meanwhile, up the floor comes Xavier Francher, kicks it out for three, and no good. Parker Mulberry climbs the ladder, pulls down the rebound, and he'll bring it up himself. Out on the wing, here comes Dom. Spins, turns, Parker Mulberry shoots. Three from Parker Mulberry! And he is now past Ralph Kroger and Craig Birch.
21-12, 6:45.
All right, a little more presentable, respectable job, and a blocking foul being called against Carson Hesse, who really thought he might have been there. But the out official makes the call and will award Zach Franzen with a pair of free throws.
Only the second foul called in the game so far.
And the first one is up and errant. So early on, free throws have not been the Camels' friend. They've missed the last three of them. And hits the second. 22 now to 12. 10-point Brossard deficit. 6:34 to play in the half. Dom Hedden backs it up, looks into the face of the physical specimen of the freshman. Drew Steffen tries to bring it to the rim, and he gets tied up by Francher. Francher comes away with it. Rim run. Oh, man, we're not going to get the charge call. Hesse twice now has stood in, taking pretty good looks, and he took that one way up high on the chest. So Hesse getting beat up down there, run over, and no reward for the effort. Meanwhile, Garen Jackson will go to the line and shoot two. Well, in the Scott game, we took four charges, two by Alex Combs, one by Carson Hesse, and one by Parker Mulberry. Jackson hits the first and hits the second. Jackson having a big first half. 11 points so far. 24-12, the Camels have doubled it up on the Mustangs here. 6 minutes to go. Parker tries to take on Zach Franzen to no avail. Here comes Dom Hedden, attacks the rim. Whistles blow. Dom will toe the stripe and shoot two.
Fouls on Kate Anthrop, his first.
Cade Anthrop, 24. Camels going deep on their bench. And Dom at the line shooting two, and the first one up and in.
Dom doesn't miss too often from the free throw line.
No, he does not. Now, if Dave Trentman's listening in, he asked me the other night, he said, Dom's still struggling. I said, no, sir, he's money, and then he missed the next four. And this one's long. And down with it comes Garen Jackson on the run. Puts it into the corner. Three-point shot on the way. No good in the long rebound. Comes out to Drew Steffen. Jackson thinks about it. puts it on the deck, back to Beckett Clinch, stop, pop, get in there. Oh, rattles, hits the rim, and falls out. Just bad luck. Three-point shot up and no good. Stephan again comes away with a rebound. Dishes it off to Cousin Jackson. Three-point shot, overshot, and we are getting
killed on the boards.
Killed on the boards is exactly what I was looking for. One done for the Mustangs, pretty much in each opportunity.
Mr. Trentman texted me and said we are offline. I'm not sure what that means.
He's right. Why are we offline?
Stolen by Haddon. Restolen by Campbell County, and we might, yep, 2 points.
And a layup coming the other way. Tell Mr. Trentman we should be on now. I don't know why we were off. However, don't know how long that was.
I think it was a good couple minutes when he texted me. I'm not getting great reception right now.
All right, 3-point shot coming up from Dom. And again, now, you know, if we'd be hitting these, we would be right there. But we're missing them. We're not getting the rebound. Campbell's coming the other way, and they are scoring. So 28 now to 13. I thought you were going to say Trentman says we were going to talk about Dom Haddon's free throw shooting.
Andy, no idea. Andy texted Trentman saying we were off. I'm not sure Trentman's online, but.
Well, let's see what we got. So, meanwhile, timeout on the floor. The cheerleaders are out there. I'm showing no indication of any issues.
28-13 with 4:14 left, and Brossard called its second timeout.
We're showing live here.
I think we lost it for a minute or two there.
Okay. Usually I get a pop-up when that happens. And I did not.
That's what I got from
okay,
Andy Goodman.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it live, so good. Hopefully we're back up. Everybody has rejoined us. Sorry to have lost you there. But, again, we record these broadcasts, and the full 32 minutes of basketball will be available on the replay tonight at about 10:15.
We're good. Andy Goodman, right. We're good.
All right. Thanks for the heads up, everybody. All right, here we go. Ball up top. Dom in. Mustangs trail 15. Stephan down low. Backing it out to the Eagles. Head in the center circle. Ben Franzen calling something here that he wants done. Ball goes to Beckett on the wing. Jackson Stephan going to draw the double. Kicks it out. Dom Haddon, nowhere to go. Will dribble it back out and will reset. Well, Campbell's can afford to be patient on defense. They're up 15. Ooh, Dom passes up a shot. Drew Stephan coming strong. And now Jackson drives himself all the way into the paint. And
Drew Stephan for three. Got it.
And nailed it. So Drew Stephan gets the lid off of it. Three more for the Mustangs, and it's 28. Now the 16.
Crossard again very patient on the offensive set. Burned up another minute. 2:45 left in the game right now. Left in the half, I should say. Pass to Davies up top.
And around the horn, Brossard, man. That ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Camels.
Yeah,
2:34 to play here. Campbell County 19-6 in the first period. Brossard so far, I think we're on top. We are in the second period. So if they allow us to go back and replay the first, we would oblige, but unfortunately it doesn't work that way. All right, here comes Garen Jackson going to get it to the hole and he's going to score. In that case, Carson Hesse. Well, he's not in there. I was going to say he had the step slide. So one of our guys, you know, allowed Jackson to get it all the way to the hole. Now back on offense. Jackson Stephan will run the point. Now dishes possession to Parker Mulberry. You don't have to cut over the top, guys. You can go underneath. And we do go underneath. Jackson Stephan, we're going to get it to Dom. Dom puts it up, reverse layup, and leaves it short. Man, three-point shot, meanwhile, no good.
Dom with
and
the rebound.
Dom comes down with a rebound. And Beckett Kuntz on the attack. This will be a held ball. So Dom, Beckett trying to make something happen. Drives into the paint, gets tied up. And the Camels now get a chance to build on their 30-16 lead.
1:28 left in the second quarter. Fouls have been few and far between, not a trouble for any team.
And Camels in no hurry at all. Aaron Jackson going to walk it up. Lob down inside and an easy basket to Braden Elam. Elam, a big, long, tall drink of water. He had no problems going up sky and getting it and scoring it. Meanwhile, we are just struggling mightily to get any good looks, high percentage shots. And when we get them, we're failing to finish them.
Well, Campbell County is just great man-to-man defense right
now. They're doing a good job.
Rossert's mixed up our defensive set a few times, gone from man-to-man to a couple zones. Zone on the last play, they just threw right over top of it and scored 2 points. So
Beckett drives the baseline, sets up Drew Stephan. Stephan covered up, can't get off the shot, and we dribble it all the way back up top. 30 seconds now to play in the half. Drew Stephan behind the back, ready, aim, fire. Looked good, wanted it to go, it did not. Down come the Camels, three-point shot from the corner, and they make it look easy. Xavier Francher drops the three-bomb, and it's 32-19, and now 32-21 is Jaron Jackson just blowing up the first half.
He has a gear that none of our players have on Brossard. He is faster and stronger and getting to the hole at will.
Right.
37-16 with a free throw on the way for Garen. He's having a heck of a quarter.
Now I'm running out of space and he misses.
Missed it.
But Elam with the rebound and Elam with the stick back. So now, boy, a lot of points in the last seconds of the quarter will send the Mustangs to the locker room trailing here at the half, 39-16. Periods of 6 and 10 for the Mustangs, who had outscored them until the final minute of the period when the Camels go wild. Jackson with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 points in the period, and most of them coming late. 20 points on the quarter, 39 for the half.
I got Garen for 12 points on that quarter, Coach. A pair of free throws and 5 field goals. 5 layups.
I missed one. Or I gave it to somebody else. We'll figure it out. Let's take a break and promote the Brossard Boys annual summer basketball camp. It's not too early to think about improving your basketball skills at the 2025 Brossard Summer Youth Camp.
It's it's not too early to be thinking about improving your basketball skills over the upcoming summer at the 2025 Brossard Mustangs Summer Youth Basketball Camp, directed by Coach Ben Franzen. Our Summer Youth Basketball Camp is wildly popular. Last year, nearly 200 campers joined their friends at camp. We stress the fundamentals of the game that will benefit you at your skill level, which will allow you to improve your game. Become a competition camp champ or win the Triple Crown. Win a high-quality door prize and wolf down some popsicles on a summer day. Each camper also receives a high-quality, uniquely designed camp t-shirt and a frameable camp graduation certificate. Our rates are the most reasonable in the area, with sibling discounts available, open to second through ninth graders. Save the dates. Come join Coach Franzen and the 10th Region 8 Champs Monday through Thursday, June the 16th through the 19th. Registration forms will soon be available via Brossard High School social media, or you may download one from the www.themustangs.com website as soon as they become available in early March. Come be a part of your highlight event of the summer. We look forward to seeing you at our summer youth camp in June. We will throw in a few extra popsicles for ya.
Dave Shovel, Rob Nelton are back here at the broadcast table as the band plays on, and not a good half at all. Basketball for your Mustangs, who want to put on our best show and give our best effort here on the grand stage. Full house at Scott High School in a district championship game. But Campbell County took the lead early. We matched a couple early baskets, and then Campbell went on a 12-0 run, opened up 15-0, finished out the period at 19-6. And here in the second period, while the Mustangs were in the process of limiting them, all of a sudden in the last minute and a half, Campbell catches fire. Aaron Jackson blows up the scoreboard, puts up 12 points in the period. The Camels put up 20 to our 10. And here at the half, it is all Campbell County, 39-16. Not at all what we had hoped for.
Now, I keep going back to that comment of bigger, faster, stronger, and that's what
it is
playing out
very
right
much.
Now.
You know, right now, you know, in Campbell, just matching us person for person defensively, doing a good job, not allowing us to break people free for open looks. And we have gotten nothing good in the paint since probably Brady Brusky with the head waiter shot for the first bucket back of the ball game.
No one's driving towards the nail, Coach.
Well, we're not, absolutely. And Campbell, meanwhile, getting the ball all the way to the hoop successfully. A good match of inside and outside. Parker Mulberry has hit two threes for us. Drew Steffen has hit one. So Brossard with three three-pointers. And Campbell County has actually only hit a pair of them. On the Campbell side, it's been the Garen Jackson show, 19 points for Jackson. Other than that, nothing substantial. Xavier Francher, who scored 20 in the crosstown, has five. Four apiece for Austin Davey, Braden Illum, Lucas Anthrop, and the three for Zach Franzen. Added up, however, and it comes out to 39. And on the other side of the ledger, it's a short story. Parker Mulberry with eight, three for Drew Steffen, two for Carson Hesse, and one for Dom Hadley. So we're going to have to come up with something in the second half to put points on the board and something to take away the rim action being applied here by the Campers.
Yeah, Garen Jackson, I believe you said before the game was shooting 68%. I can understand why, because in this game he's had
everything close
at least nine layups of his, at least eight layups of his goals he scored.
Right. You know, if somebody had said, well, you've held Austin Davey to merely 4 points in the first half, we would jump for joy. You know, I mean, that would be a major accomplishment. And then if we would say Francher only has five, and, you know, we would feel pretty good about ourselves. The X factor here, however, has definitely been Garen Jackson, who has put up 19, and that pretty much matches the differential between the Mustangs and the Camels at this point in the ball game. Davey walking a little gimpily down on the baseline, being checked out. And if you recall, he went down hard on a slam dunk attempt earlier in the ballgame. So Davey, what we would call a franchise player, you know, just has put up 550 points already, halfway to the 1,000 points club, and still has games to play here in the postseason.
And he's a freshman, is that
and
correct?
He is a freshman.
It's going to be the Austin Davey show for the next 3 years.
That's right. Well, you know, we've got freshmen that we think can play, but they look nothing like the physical specimen in Campbell County uniform here tonight. Yeah, Jackson, Garen Jackson, he is a senior. Francher is a senior. Anthrope is a junior.
Elam's a big boy out there.
Is a senior. So they do graduate a lot. But, you know, when you're a big 6A school and got about 1,400 kids, it's easy to reload. And the Camels have done that. That is why they have won 11 consecutive 37th district championships and are well on their way to number 12. There's Mr. Tom Burst checking us out, taking pictures, doing a good job. You can follow him on Facebook. The Jacksons brothers, they're in the house. You can follow them on Facebook. And Gene Combs, who shoots for Campbell County, an old friend from my knothole baseball coaching days back in the late 60s, early 70s. He's in the house taking pictures, and I'm sure you can follow him somewhere. Well, a bad half of basketball for Brossard, who muster merely 16 points in the first half, will now attempt in the next 16 minutes to reclaim a little sense of respectability, do a better job competing, and hopefully finish strong with a little momentum coming out of this game heading into the regional tournament. We shall see.
Garen Jackson is beating Brossard 19-16 by himself.
Yes, he is. So the Mustangs will come with the starting lineup of Beckett Kuntz, Brady Brusky. I'd like to see the ball in Brady's hands maybe a little bit, trying to create some shots off screens. Let him work his magic. He's a really good inside-out passer as well. So we're about ready to go in the second half, and I hope everybody is up and connected and we're good. I'll have to check out what that issue was that possibly could have been self-inflicted. I hope not, but we'll see. Dom Haddon passes up a three-point shot, going to dribble hard into the paint. And Brady, who I wanted to see the ball in his hands, gets it taken away, and Beckett Kuntz gets his pocket pick. Meanwhile, going the other way, Xavier Francher gets a layup.
Three turnovers in a row.
Wow.
Two against Brossard, one against Campbell County.
Here comes Jesse, puts up a extended arm layup and overshoots it. So 41-16. And we'll go to a zone. You know, folks will say, oh, wow, you're down 25 and you're going to go to a zone. But as you see, we trapped out of it. And as you see, we get a turnover. So Brossard back on it. Parker looks, thinks three, coming to the rack, puts it up high off the glass and scores. Double figures, Parker Mulberry. And now it's 41-18. Same look, kind of a 2-1-2 with the middle guy playing high, sinking low. And they dump it down inside, wide open, Lucas Anthrope.
Bench warning on Ben Franzen. Campbell County's player number 22 is Lucas Anthrope. He basically set up a picnic table and did everything but ate three sandwiches in the lane. And Ben Franzen, Coach Franzen, was letting the official know that he was in there for the entire possession. And he ultimately scored. And Ben is still pleading his
they're
case.
They're still having a conversation. All right, we're going to go back door and we're going to get a Parker Mulberry layup. Now, you would think Campbell County would know that at some point that is coming. And right now we beat them on the glass. Dom Hanum comes up with it and then loses the ball. Shot inside, no good by Jackson. Second effort, he'll draw a whistle and a foul. Well, Dom, you know, we gave him one shot, got the rebound, heading the other way, coming off to the Parker Mulberry layup. Unfortunately, Dom gives it up. Jackson gets a couple inside shots, gets fouled, and now has 20 points as he hits the first of two free throws. And the second one also good. Now Blackjack, 21, 45 now to a 20. Just underway, second half, Dave Schaubel, Rob Meltner. Beckett Kuntz up top being confronted by Jaden Oxback. Oxback victimized by a high ball screen. Parker tries to go back door. Hesse gets it taken away. Hesse's going to power his way to the hoop. Puts it up, puts it in, draws a foul. So a good power move by Carson Hesse.
Good power move to the left side as well, Coach.
And pay dirt. Hesse at the line and one. Shot up. 3-point play the old-fashioned way. And now Hesse has five.
45-23. Camels on top with 5.5 minutes left in the third.
And Mustangs happy to stay in this 3-2 look. And a quick pass down low is going to set up Xavier, make it Zach Franzen for the easy bucket. Man, how can we not see that coming? They got three guys down there, and they thread the needle, get it inside to Franzen, scores, and fouled in the act of shooting. And the free throw is long. Dom Hedden pulls it down. Beckett Kuntz in a bit of a hurry, penetrates. Hedden working hard, cannot create. Hesse to the rescue. And now Parker in front of the Brossard student section. He's going to come, put it up. Prayer not answered. Hoping for a whistle, not called. And Campbell, in their haste, miss on a layup attempt. And now we're just not taking good shots. And a block is... Here's the problem with the attempted charge taken. And you could see it. Hedden was fading long before contact. Had he held his ground, he may have gotten the call.
Yeah, he was too far to the basket, too.
Yep. Aaron Jackson scores and one and hits it. 50-23, not our day. 4:40 to play here in the third. Ball all the way up top. Parker, NBA three, nothing but nothing. So air ball by Parker. Parker has 12 points in this ball game. He is our leading scorer.
Brosser coming out in an extended 2-3 zone.
Shifted up a little bit. It all depends who you're playing. You know, when we played Bracken County, they could not function against our defense. Well, this isn't Bracken. We're nothing against the Polar Bears. But this
Aaron
is
Jackson.
A superior force. And Jackson is just having a field day as he gets it to the rim unmolested.
Carson, Hesse for three.
Meanwhile, Hesse from downtown. Three for Carson Hesse. 52 now to 26.
22 of Anthrop.
And Anthrop answers back that quickly. So just when I was going to say they double it up on us. And two more. Spin, turn. Here comes Beckett. Yeah.
Nice move, Beckett.
Spins, turn, shoots, and scores. Brossard now with six scores in the book. 54 now to 28. A more representative period of play. 3:10 remains here in the third.
Kick it out for a three.
Franzen sets up good. A three, which is good by Xavier Francher. So Francher, who got 20 against us back at the crosstown, now has 10. Shot up, no good. We battle for the rebound. Campbell comes away with it. Garen Jackson. And they try to hit a cutter coming up Main Street. And we do deflect it out of bounds. Last touch by the Camels. All right, let's see if we can get into the 30s here.
57-28 right now. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left.
Brady Brusky up top, transitions it. Cross court. Beckett, three-point shot put
Hesse.
Up. Yep. Nice and high by Hesse. Won't go. Here comes Franzen. And Anthrop overshoots it. Meanwhile, Beckett Kuntz wants to run. Sets up Brady Brusky. And
yeah,
we
talking.
Get lazy. We get lazy on a pass. And the Campbells right there to steal it. Run out and score. Anthrop now with double figures. 10.
59-28. Still just under 2 minutes in the third quarter.
31-point. Campbell lead. Brusky up under. Late whistle. We'll shoot two. So Xavier Francher will be whistled for the personal foul.
Brady Brusky at the line for two.
Brady wise and basketball mature beyond his age. A sophomore knocks home the first. Brady got the first basket of the ball game for the Mustang. One free throw remains.
59-29. This will bring us to 30 when Brady puts us in. It's good.
And he does. 4 points, Brady Brusky. And there's my 30 on the board for the Mustang. Who still trail 29. Minute 39 to play here in the period. Ball around the horn. There's the smallest guy on the floor. Jaden Ogg back joins the scoring tray and hits a three. 62 now to 30. And a deflection out of bounds. And we will keep it with the Mustang.
Well, I would imagine at this point the JV squad and the subs on each bench are salivating.
Yeah,
the game.
Aiden Dowd's making an appearance for the Camels. I'm sure the Camels would like to get 35 points of separation. That's our goal, to keep them from doing that. Good take
1 minute remaining.
Touched out, no good by Beckett. Campbell's back with the basketball. Francher being pressured. Darren Jackson out. 3-point shot. When you're hot, you're hot. Newcomer Gage Ballard rings the bell. And there is that 35-point dreaded running clock. And I believe that may be the first time this season that we have incurred that. Perhaps at Ryle, I don't know. I have to think about that. Meanwhile, Ballard shuffles his feet, and the Mustangs now have got to be aware of the clock, which is running, and there's 18 seconds remaining in the period.
Kuntz out Beckett front.
Kuntz off a high ball screen. Dom Hedden hasn't been able to penetrate much. Here comes Beckett Kuntz, works a little magic, and it will not go. Three-quarter court shot by the Camel. Period ends. And despite the fact that Brasu puts up 14, the Camels flexing a little offensive muscle, and the score 24 in the period. That's not right.
26.
Yes. In the period. Well, as we said, not our day. Campbell's slicing, dicing, hitting threes now. Have had periods of 19, 20, and 26. Meanwhile, the Mustangs have put up quarters of 6, 10, and 14.
Speaking of 26, that's the point total for Garen Jackson so far, unofficially.
He is having a event. 7 in the first period, 12 in the second period.
Another 7.
Another 7 here in the third. Well, you know, you hope for better, and the one thing I wanted us to do was be competitive, represent well, feel good about ourselves as we head into the regional tournament, but Campbell County a little bit too big, too strong, and on a mission here tonight.
Campbell's inbound ball
to them.
Is this a running clock from here on out, regardless of
yes,
dips under?
Yep. 3-point shot, and now everything is falling as Francher nails a three to start the fourth quarter. 68-30. Everything's... Oh, Carson, look where you are. You better get out of there quickly, and you do.
Yeah, I would say if the officials call a three-second call right
yeah,
now,
that's
a little petty.
Tom Hedden draws the double. Here comes Brady. Brady puts it up high off the glass as he crosses and face the face of the rim. That won't go. Campbell's down with a rebound. And into the hands of the Mighty Might, Jaden Oggs back. Inside out, 3-point shot on the way. Launched by Ballard, no good. And another three from the other bookend. No good. A shot put up by Aiden Dowell.
That's three threes without a rebound for Prosser.
That's kind of the way our night has gone here.
And another three.
Bound to get it. Finally hit it. So Greg Ballard nails his second 3-point shot of the night. 71-30. Hesse tries from beyond the arc and comes up empty.
Why not?
Campbell's now back on offense.
Good Rusty steal by Dom.
Still playing hard. Knocked it away. Brady in possession. Here comes Beckett again. Looks it off.
Nice.
And
nice
finger rolls the layup. Good job by Beckett. Good.
71-32 with 6 minute running clock.
And a line drive put up by Dowd. No good. Long rebound comes right back to him. Dowd's built a little more like a wrestler than a basketballer.
Not afraid to shoot.
No, not at all. And if he's on this Campbell roster, he definitely deserves to be there. So now a few substitutes coming to Campbell County. Let's see if we can victimize them.
Close the gap here a little bit.
And Drew Stephens going to pull up.
Chucking threes.
Yeah. Now, you know, desperate at this point in time. Only able to muster 32 points for 3.25 periods. And now they break open Xander Guy. And I believe Xander Guy is a freshman. Talking to his daddy, Scott Guy, tonight. And I believe he may have another brother dressed with his varsity squad.
They allow the substitutions with the running clock without dead ball possession. So 4 minutes and 50 seconds, and this clock can't go fast enough, Coach.
Yeah, it's just been a tough night for the Brossard Mustangs all the way around. You know, you hope for the best, and you... You want us to compete, and unfortunately, tonight ain't happening. Meanwhile, there's one off of the back iron that took flight, went up, hit the back support, leaves the course. That was served up by Drew Stephan.
Jackson Stephan whistled for the foul underneath. I believe he was trying to get his way with a rebound and gave a friendly shove to the back of one of the county players.
Dribble drive, they get it to Big Eaton. Easy name to remember. 2-point shot on the way, no good. Rebound, stick back.
24.
And through. So another Camel in the scoring column. That is 10 of them.
Hourglass.
Come on, Hourglass. Barrels put it up there.
Brady Broski for three.
And it's three-point derby, something we normally do well. Not doing well. Here is, big three for Carter Morgan. Oh, Carter Morgan off the bench into the scorebook.
75-35.
3 minutes, 21 seconds. Shot put up, no good. Good inside position by Xander Guy. Has it knocked away. Eaton posting up. Jackson Stephan to a throw into a triple team.
Just a silly pass there.
Yeah, and we're going to knock it out of bounds.
And I tried to go over the top with a man that defended by two and had a third by the time the pass got there.
And we're going
right
to
Brady
the
with
inbounds
steal.
Pass. Here comes Brady. Follow him. And won't have two. They're going to call a foul. So Brady Brusky earns his way to the free throw line where he will shoot two.
Good sportsmanship there. They blocked Brady's shot at the basket. Both went down. They helped each other up.
Yeah. So Brady Brusky, 2-of-2 on the night, back to the free throw line. And nails the third consecutive.
75-36.
Legan Petty checks in. Austin Daniel, another into the ball game, and two of a kind bookends for Brady Brusky.
Brady perfect from the line tonight, 4-of-4. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
75-37. Congratulations to Sam Ellsburn, our good friend. What a great season turnaround down at Holmes High School. Eliminated in the district last night. Ooh, a good take.
Brady with a good run.
By Brady. It just will not go. Xander Guy had scored in the interim. 77-37. Kyle Oler just still dabbling down there.
Jump ball, Brossard ball.
Good effort by Carter Morgan to tie up the Campbell ball handler.
77-37. Campbell County's coach is looking down at the end of the bench looking for any other subs, but I think he's got the bench
anybody,
empty.
Everybody with their shooting shirts off. So each and every Campbell has been in this ball game. All right, Barglass, how about you?
Well,
he took it into the land of Giants, and Austin Daniels says, get that stuff out of here. Meanwhile, coming the other way,
21.
Lagan Petty becomes the 11th Campbell to put ink in the book.
Jackson Steffen to Drew Steffen. Drew
and
for three.
Drew for three. Oh, boy. Drew
nothing.
With a rare air ball.
He drew nothing.
1 minute to play, and Campbell County will win their 12th consecutive 37th district championship. And tonight, no contest. We just were not upsized. Athletics, Campbell getting the ball inside. We're going to throw out. Brady's going to get a layup.
Nice.
So great job. Jackson Steffen throws ahead to Brady Brusky.
75-foot assist.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Campbell's keep attacking the rim, and Xander Guy feasting on us.
Having a good quarter, six points.
I'm pretty sure he's only a freshman.
15 seconds left. We should just dribble this out. No
he
shot.
Is a freshman.
Got 81-39.
10 seconds. They're going to dribble it out. This one will go into the history book. And a nightmarish game for your Boston Mustangs as we fall 81-39 to the superior force of the Campbell County Camels on this night. So a 16-point period for the Camels, who put them up 19-20, 26, and 16. Meanwhile, Brossard, rather anemic tonight, 6-10, 14, and 9. Let's take a break. Let's recognize the good. Well, let's keep it right here for the presentation of the all-tournament team members. And I'm certainly be assured Parker Mulberry will be one of our two. The other one had to go multiple different ways. Campbell County had no problem with Calvary, and then tonight comes back and has no problems with the Brossard Mustangs.
Yeah, they got the ladders up for cutting down the nets, but waiting for the trophy presentation for the all-tournament team.
Yeah, Garen Jackson, 26 points unofficially on the night. 10 for Anthrop, 2 for Cade Anthrop, 6 for Xander Guy, 2 for Logan Petty, 13 for Xavier Franchise, 4 for Braden Elam, 6 for Gage Ballard, 4 for Austin Davey, 5 for Zach Franzen, 3 for Jaden Augsbeck. So that's a lot of players and a lot of ink into the scoreboard. And Parker Mulberry certainly deservedly named to the all-tournament team. And Carson Hurricane SC, the junior, he'll be back next year, is also named to the all-tournament team. Brothers Jackson out there taking a few pictures for posterity. And on the other side, Austin Davey, who I'm not sure he played a lot after going down on that slam dunk. Also named number 13, Xavier Francher. He got us for 20 back at the crosstown. 13 more tonight. And what would be the MVP would be Garen Jackson, and that too, very deservedly so. So the district runner-up trophy, which will return to the Avenue of Champions, will go to your Brossard Mustangs, being accepted by our captain, Dom Hedden. Represents defeating the Scott Eagles, earning their way here. And for the 12th consecutive time, Campbell County puts more hardware into their trophy case. So, big crowd turned out, Mustang fans, and unfortunately, Campbell County, the superior entity on this night. Let's recognize the people who put up the money. Go. We'll be back to wrap it up from Taylor Mill.
We'd like to take this opportunity to recognize the good folks who put up the money to make the Mustangs go. Woodman Life, Community Car Care, NSG Tax Service, the Schwegman Family and Sunshine Cleaners, Rumpke, Cricket Wireless, Work Industrial Repair, Any Weather HVAC, Blue Roo Car Wash, Bricks Catering, Nelder Farm and Event Center, Kramer Plumbing Services, that's Jason Kramer, the Veterans at VFW 3205, J&J Service, Cottingham Ace Hardware, Harold and Grutti Griffith, Reitman Auto Parts, Nick and Fran Reitman, Southern Campbell Recreational Storage, Duke Energy, the East Bend Station, Roger Lawson and Son Towing, Don Baxter Auto, Pat's Service, Luella Boutique, Dr. Dan Sheridan, the Alexandria Brewing Company, Bray Topsoil and Gravel, Fuller Ford, Brian and Carol Rieger, and the good folks at Barleycorns. Get on down there. Support these fine people who support your Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Shovel, Rob Nelner back at the broadcast station behind the scorer's table here at Eagles Gym at Scott High School in Campbell County, enjoying the spoils of victory, collecting the championship trophy, and cutting down the nets for the 12th consecutive time. That's pretty amazing, you know, with the teams that we've had over the years and the teams that the Scott Eagles have had over the years. Campbell is maneuvered through the minefield and have won 12 of them in a row, and have won some regional championships along with the district championships. So congratulations to Brent Souter and his staff on their accomplishment, and best of luck to them as we go to the 10th region tournament next a week and a half from now at Montgomery County High School. Brossard just never, ever permitted by the Campbell defense to come on track tonight, only able to put up 6 points in the first quarter, 16 in the first half. Meanwhile, Campbell's 19 and 20, comfortably in front, flexing some offensive muscle, 39 to 16, and that was that. For the Mustangs, we're led tonight by Parker Mulberry, who scores 12 more points and moves into 36th place, I believe, in the all-time scoring category here at Brossard High School. And eight apiece from Brady Brusky, the sophomore, Carson Hesse, Blood and Guts, Hurricane Hesse also with eight. 4 points for Beckett Kuntz. Lord knows he tries. Spins, turns, shoots, tries, and connected on two of those for 4 points. 3 points apiece. Carter Morgan off the bench. Happy for Carter Morgan to score some blue chip. Points three for Drew Steffen. A little subpar three-point shooting game from Drew, who's been known to light him up. And Dom Hadden only able to muster a single free throw tonight as the Camels win 81-39. Looks ugly on the scoreboard. They will turn it off. We'll return home. We'll be in the practice gym a few times between now and either Monday or Tuesday. And come Saturday morning, we will know our opponents coming up for the 10th region tournament on March the 10th and 11th. Tomorrow morning, the Lady Stangs will draw, and they go into the regional tournament as a winner. Will draw a regional runner-up. And those matchups I'll have on the B-Mustangs website sometime around before noon tomorrow. So thank you, as Jenna Verst turns the books over to me. She's going on another cruise and won't be available for the regional tournament. I'm jealous. And, you know, that's pretty much it. So not our night at all. You know, you show up, you got a big crowd, your students turn out. And, you know, a game similar to that we played back at the middle school, which was contentious for 2.25 quarters. And we actually had a lead in the second half, would have been more fitting. And then they just said, well, they just ran out of gas. But tonight, overwhelmed might be a better term, and this ball game was never in doubt.
Yeah, it was never a problem for Campbell County. They just they were in control. They accelerated the entire time. Brosser just looked outmanned at every position, but you had to suit it up and do your best, and it just did not work out. 81-39, the final.
Yeah, and sorry for the. I don't know what that was all about. And I say there is a possibility that was self-inflicted. I ran some dead time off when I had started the broadcast at the very beginning, and then I reset it so that that would start instantaneously. I would hate to think that we lost the first quarter and a half due to my failing to push the broadcast button, but I'm 77 years old, and you never know. So the full and entire broadcast replay, probably if you're a Campbell County fan and want to relive it, will be available tonight about 10:15 on the B Mustangs website. So until Monday or Tuesday, when we hitch our wagon to the Brossard Lady Stangs in the 10th region tournament at the Campbell Middle School, Dave Schauble, Rob Nelner saying thank you for joining us, and the ride continues for both the boys and the girls. It's been a great tournament here at Scott High School. Hats off to Casey Fisk, the athletic director, Steve Frohmeyer, the head coach, for making us welcome and at home. And we will pick it up at the middle school on Monday or Tuesday. Good night, everybody, from Taylor Mills.